love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your host, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back. I gotta do right before they
call me home. Good evening and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back show. Today is June 27th, 2012. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes as we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight. Our topic is cyberbullying, and we have a special guest, Ms. Karen Baum. Karen is a wife, a stepmother, a top-selling author for Empowering Transformations for Women. She's also a lifestyle, mission-based entrepreneur. Karen is a person who loves children. Fortunately or unfortunately, she was not blessed to have her own. But Karen's mother gifted her with the understanding that she could have as many children as she desired by simply reaching out to help the community. As a stepmother to her husband's children, Karen has embraced the good, the bad, and the ugly as an authentic life journey, graced with many powerful, unexpected lessons learned from her blended family, as she makes a difference through education and commerce through her mission-based business called A Beanstalk. Before we bring Karen on, and we also have a few other special guests that we'll be bringing on here shortly, let me welcome my husband and partner and co-host to the show.
Yeah, I would just like to thank everybody for tuning in every Wednesday night and supporting our radio show and our movement. And we just like to just give thanks to everybody across the country. And without further ado, we'll have Ms. Karen formally introduce herself, and we'll get the show started.
Well, I thank you. What a great program and what an incredible vision that you've had together as you let people understand that the streets don't love you back. We feel really excited because at A Beanstalk, our vision has to make a difference, doing well while sharing a lot of good. So we really feel honored to be here tonight. Thank you.
We thank you as well.
All right, Karen, cyberbullying. Gosh, you know, when we were kids, you know, we didn't have the internet. We didn't have the cell phones. You know, we were passing notes under desks to each other and you know, having somebody pass a note, you know, for us. And things have really, really changed. And, you know, in today's society, the way, you know, kids are, and they can be so cruel and maybe even coward to some degree that they can't say certain things to people's face, yet they can get on their cell phone and text people or sex people or on the internet and just really, really put people down and talk bad about people and make people look bad to thousands and millions of other people in a matter of a very short time. Tell us a little bit more about Beanstalk and what that is.
That's great. I appreciate it because we really believe we provide peace of mind to the parents of these digital children because bullying started in the streets, but it's now moved to technology. And we offer complimentary workshops with a free smart app to every parent who wants to be engaged, act now, which stands for BEAN. We really know and understand what you have mentioned, that there's a gap between the parents or the caretakers and their teens and tweens, and it is multiplied and widened due to technology. So even though bullying has always been there, it hasn't been there on the level of someone coming into your home or your child's room remotely. They don't have to have the physicality of what an old bully had to do. So the definition of a bully today is so different. We call our parents digital immigrants and our children digital natives. in a beanstalk, because we know that the parent tends to struggle with technology and that our children are wired differently and adapt very easily to it, and that that is their natural state. But what happens is when you have a digital immigrant, the parent, trying to connect and understand what their child is going through, that digital native, and they don't understand language that their child is living in, they have a difficult time getting involved or being engaged. And so what's happening is bullying has turned into a major headliner called cyberbullying. It is this huge gap that started with TV. You know, the baby boomer generation didn't think TV was very harmless. It became a pacifier for our kids. We moved into games. The kids acclimated to the games. Once the games started coming in, the internet showed up. Social media like Facebook came into our world and our kids' world. Mobile phones, then smartphones. Worldwide access to cyber bullies everywhere. And it's also sexting issues, which is becoming a challenge that is causing and feeding cyberbullying, let alone the online predators that can come right in to your home. It is amazing that, you know, these six-year-olds can pick up a smartphone and show you how it works. I had a friend, his daughter was talking in the other room. He was concerned. He walked in there. She's on the computer talking to someone. He said, "Who are you talking to?" And she said, "Grandma." And he goes, "Well, how'd you do it?" "Well, I'm using this tool." It was Skype. "And, well, how did you get Grandma on it?" "I just showed her how to do it remotely." And boom, this is what we're talking about. It is a huge gap. It is a huge opportunity for people to take their insecurities, their weaknesses, to project them onto other people, and to even create new aliases or redefine people that can't keep up with it, because technology will go so quickly, the children, the parents, it happens to all of us, can't keep up with it. And it becomes a major issue where children who are under construction have that one glimpse, that one moment where they feel maybe ending their life is more important than dealing with people calling them names, putting them down, making them feel low self-esteem or that they have no worth in life. This is what we're dealing with, and this is what a Beanstalk is so proud to be involved with, because we reach out to the communities through our advocates and offer complimentary internet and mobile child safety workshops with a free app.
Definitely. And, you know, kids nowadays, you know, when we were small, we might have been watching TV, but it was maybe Sesame Street or Reading Rainbow or Queen Family shows. And nowadays, the kids are being babysat with, you know, the games, the smartphones, and the internet. They're there for hours, sometimes without any supervision at all. So parents really need to come back to being parents and knowing exactly what their kids are doing, or putting things into place to be able to monitor their children's activities.
That's exactly it. I mean, the New York Times actually did a study and found out that 36% of the parents know their children are underage and signing up for Facebook. It's amazing that they don't have a reality check of what they're giving their children the option to do. That's the World Wide Web. That becomes their parenting if there's no engagement on that parent's end.
Right, and they're more willing to talk to strangers about things that are going on in their lives, thinking that it's a stranger, but not really understanding the full potential of that stranger, finding out every bit of their information, including exactly where they live.
That's exactly it. Us as parents are wise. We go on the internet in a different generation to look at the weather, look at the sports, figure out what restaurant to go to, how to get there. We use the internet, you know, totally for a different reason. These children have created Facebook as their social media platform to connect to their friends and other people, even strangers. I mean, 80% of children will talk to a stranger online, and 60 to 70% of them, after they've been well-groomed, feel very understanding or are confident that if they meet a stranger in person, they know it's for inappropriate behavior because they've been so well-groomed online. It's sad.
Right. And we've been taught for years, too, not to talk to strangers in person, but it's not been that same way online.
That's exactly it.
I don't think it's instilled in the kids as much as don't talk to strangers online. It's not. It's just not the same, I don't think.
And that's what happened is there's another study that said there's a very high percent in the 70s that the children don't feel totally comfortable speaking to a stranger, but they do it anyway.
Right. And online, you don't know if you're talking to somebody your age or somebody 20, 30, 40, 50 years older either. So, I mean, it's totally blind, completely blind.
And that's exactly it. We have a great little clip from the Missing and Exploited Children that, you know, allows the parent to discover how crazy a conversation of a 13-year-old girl is and how her perspective is so different than the predator's in relationship to how the conversation is going.
I think I watched that clip. Is it the clip where that the man is texting her online, but then he starts following her around without her knowing?
Well, that is one really good one, but there's also the one we classically use in our workshop, which is basically an interview of a 13-year-old just talking about how she's very confident in herself and that speaking to strangers online or older men is, you know, there's nothing wrong with it because she's in control and knows what she's doing. And meanwhile, the predator is responding back saying, you know, yes, it's very easy to give them the confidence that they're running the conversation, but ultimately the goal is to get them out of the house, and that's when it gets to be
right,
interesting.
They're manipulating them.
That's yeah. It,
mm-hmm. A lot of manipulation.
That's exactly it, and they call it grooming. And I'll just give you an example. A friend of mine, and she has a 15-year-old superstar daughter now who actually has a cyberbullying movie out. She's going to be on 17 magazine. She's on the cover of BYOU magazine. Beautiful girl who was bullied and probably would not be here today if her mother didn't pull her out of school. The bullies were the popular girls, and it was just because she was friends with a boy that happened to know he was gay that they were bullying her to stop hanging out with him. Long story short, she was pulled out of school. Her mother regrouped with her. She got the strength. She had her own radio show worldwide now and started speaking to teens and parents on how challenging those situations are when these groups literally run the school, that people separate. They're very popular groups. They're all different financial backgrounds. But the challenge was, you know, that it was everywhere when she wasn't playing by their rules. And when she finally outgrew it and grew up, she ended up creating a whole career for herself and very proactive in making a difference and becoming an advocate. But meanwhile, my friend Joni's daughter, other daughter who was 6 years old, while she's watching her 15-year-old, at that time was 13, she realized that her younger daughter threw her tween daughter was getting groomed on a social media tool that Disney provides called Club Penguin. This was a gentleman that jumps into Club Penguin, which is a children's social media work, in, you know, network, and he walked into her bedroom, undressed himself, jumped in her penguin bed, told her how warm it was, and it wasn't until her other daughter told her about the younger daughter experiencing this and the younger daughter getting upset that mother knew it and begged her not to tell their father because he was grooming this six-year-old to make sure that the father never knew because the father will probably get him kicked out and off Club Penguin. It's so amazing how they work. And it's
That's all unbelievable.
Yeah.
Wow. That is just unbelievable. And there's so many sites out here that we don't even know about, you know, that, that kids find out. And, I mean, I just, it's unimaginable the different sites that they can get onto.
That's exactly it. And that's where we're proud because our smart app will make it simple for the parents. I mean, how many parents really do know what LOL means? Probably a very high percentage, you know, lots of laughs. Mm-hmm. But how many would know what LMIRL means, like let's meet in real life? That's not
right.
Such a good thing if someone's over age texting or social mediaing your child, or ASL, like age, sex, location, or IPN, I post naked, or WTGP, want to go private. These are items that are tagged on our complimentary app that allow the parent to immediately get a gist of what the real dialogue and conversation is.
Wow, that's unbelievable. A free app that parents can use to monitor their kids on their cell phone and the internet, that's just awesome. Karen, tell us a little bit about how Beanstalk's powerful launch was in creating the National Day of Cyberbullying Awareness.
Well, we're so lucky because you are so generous on having some of our advocates call in tonight. But yes, that was an event. We decided to launch our company with the idea of a National Cyberbullying Awareness Day on April 21st. We actually have it online if anybody wanted to watch that. And we had eight core cities that actually had a whole panel of what we called the 9 points, in, 9 lights in a child's life. And that would represent like a child, a peer, right, one of their friends. It represented a parent, maybe even someone else's parent, because a lot of times your kids are at another family's house. It represented the media. It represented schools and churches and synagogues, the leadership in those areas. It represented our politicians. It represented our complete awareness that these 9 lights in a child's life is their community, business owners, local and national. These individuals all came to this panel as we interviewed them, and we let the audience or the public understand that our 5 objectives for this event was to create a strong community base against cyberbullying. So everybody signed a awareness petition against cyberbullying. We wanted everybody to understand we want to help everyone become informed users of the digital mediums because that is how cyberbullying is becoming massively exposed. We're wanting everybody to understand we represent and want to share how we all should respect each other equally and how we need to publicize all news regarding cyberbullying, especially locally, and to protect our rights as democratic people, the importance not to feel taken advantage of, harassed, or bullied online. This was a community effort that people can go to at www.abeanstalk.org and watch the recorded versions of this. And one of our guests actually had hosted the Kansas City event. Her name is Linda. We'll get to her when you're ready. But it was just a tremendous way for people to understand the heart of our company.
Definitely. You know, Karen, I do have some more questions for you that I want to ask you. here in a little bit, continuing on with learning a little bit more about the free app that parents can get and the movement of Beanstalk. I want to play just here, it's about a 50-second little cyberbullying commercial, and then we're going to come back on and we're going to let you tell us a little bit more about our first guest, Patrice, and then we'll get her online with this as well. First, we're going to listen to this, so hang on tight for just a second.
Oh, hi, Jessica.
Hi, Mrs. Johnson. Is Megan there?
Sure. Follow me. The kids are in the kitchen making sandwiches.
Hey, Julie.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Megan. Hey, Megan.
Yeah?
You're a total freak. God, you're ugly. And dumb. Oh, and your makeup makes you look like a tramp. Tommy Morris told me you guys made out.
Oh, my God.
Everybody knows. The whole school knows. He said your breath smelled like garbage. And that dress is totally hideous. You look like a big fat clown. Disgusting. Oh, and by the way, nice zit.
If you wouldn't say it in person, why say it online? Delete cyberbullying. Don't write it, don't forward it.
Wow, that's a powerful message.
Wow, that's amazing. This is what I know. I do know that I'm proud of CNN for being a great reporter of these issues. That grandmother that was 68 that was bullied on the bus, and for the community to reach out to her, literally raising $300,000 online, whether that ever was received by her or not, and then Southwest Airlines showing up with the opportunity to give her free passes, airfare, and the opportunity to take 9 guests to Disney World was really a proof that kindness rocks, that kindness does pay, and that if we could shift our communities to recognize that, it really would really make a difference for all of us.
Definitely. And, you know, cyberbullying, just, I mean, it doesn't always happen to just kids either. It can happen to adults. I mean, it's a cruel world out here. But we definitely want the adults to take initiative and to be able to take care of their kids and make sure that their kids are safe. And, you know, we've got to get all this information with this free app out to the parents so they can take control back of their kids and understand what their kids are doing on a daily basis when they're on the Internet or their cell phone, simple cell phone. Karen, let me go ahead and let you introduce Patrice to the show, and I'm going to click her on. And go ahead and tell us a little bit about Patrice, if you would.
Patrice is just a tremendous advocate who volunteers to reach out to the communities with a Beanstalk's Internet and Mobile Child Safety Workshop. She has found a niche through a couple of close friends of hers that have been pre-TO presidents. She is a wife, a mother, and an entrepreneur, and she really tapped into Douglas County of Colorado's chief of police and aligned with their department to really make a difference. Patrice is absolutely a leader, and I am so proud to have partnered with her with the Beanstalk.
Well, please welcome Patrice to the show.
Karen, thank you so much. Can you hear me?
Yes,
we can hear you good.
Okay, great. I was just going to say the same thing about you, Karen, that I am so proud and honored to be linked with you and help spread the A Beanstalk message because it is so powerful. And what we did is I do have connections with the chief of police in our local area and local PTO presidents. And from the National Day of Cyberbullying, two of my friends were on the panel. And since that started in April, I have then continued to do workshops in the Colorado Douglas County area with a detective, a brilliant woman named Jane Bright. And she was holding these workshops with parents, educating parents about, you know, the digital domains of our children. And A Beanstalk has joined with her. And we just spread the message. And we're We're just educating parents wherever we can gather them, in churches, in police stations, in libraries, you know, just putting the word out that we're giving free workshops, free information, free education of how parents can help monitor their children's digital domains. And everyone, in my experience from the workshops that I have held, all parents just kind of leave with their jaws dropped. You know, they're aware of all these issues that our teens and tweens are facing. So we are so proud to be a force that will help educate and help parents be more prepared to help their children grow in this digital domain. And what we've learned is that, and what I'm focusing on, is I'm going through the connections that I have to meet with presidents of PTAs, any local school that you have a PTA. You know, there's presidents and vice presidents all around that you connect with. And we are hosting free workshops with the
Are you there?
I think we lost.
Are you there, Carol? Yeah, I think we dropped Patrice. Hopefully she'll call back in for some reason.
I do know, Lucinda, you have a radio show, which would be great for the Internet Mobile Child Safety Workshop because you are a senior advocate with the Beanstalk and can completely represent that workshop with the Parent Pack, Parent Pledge, the text lingo chart, and give your audience an opportunity to really see what you know and what you can share that could make a difference for them.
Definitely. We are definitely new senior advocates and excited to be a part of Beanstalk and sharing this information with parents. We do have Patrice back on the line. Let me get her on. Are you there, Patrice?
Yeah, sorry. I'm in a little remote area in Michigan right now. I don't know what's going on with my cell phone.
It happens sometimes.
I don't know where you lost me, but we're just so excited to get this message out. And what we've discovered is that even the tweens we're focusing on getting in front of parents of fifth and sixth graders. And what a Beanstalk provides for parents, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. What a Beanstalk provides for parents is the safety pledge, Karen, that we were talking about, the safety pledge that when, you know, if we want to get the kids younger, you know, at 10, 11, before all this cyberbullying is even an idea in their head, you know. You give them a cell phone, you give them a smartphone, you say, yes, yeah, you can use this to communicate with me and keep in touch, yet we're also going to be watching what you're doing, you know. And we have them sign a safety pledge between the parent and the child, and it says, you know, that you will not, you know, you talk about it. It's a moment of engagement between the parent and the child to talk about the do's and don'ts of this digital domain and this new technology. You know, so that's our focus that I've been focusing on is reaching the kids at a younger age and educating them as they grow through their technical world.
Right. I mean, it's amazing nowadays to know that kids 5 and 6 years old have cell phones anyways, you know. I didn't have a cell phone until way after I was an adult. It's amazing that almost every child you see out there nowadays does have an iPad or an iPhone or something like that.
I know, it's just the way of the world. And then we are, like you said before, we are the parents of this generation that has to, you know, be one step ahead. We have to guide our children to this new digital domain, this digital world that they all live in, you know. We have to educate ourselves about what's out there and protecting our children. And it's just another way of helping our children and guide them and protecting them.
Yeah. Protect them and keep them safe, exactly.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, yeah, we are so excited to help spread the word.
Let me go ahead, Patrice, hopefully, you know, stay as long as you can, but I'm going to go ahead and keep you all online, and I'm going to bring on our next guest, which is Linda, and Linda is also a senior advocate for a Beanstalk, and she launched it in Kansas. Karen, can you give us a little more information about Linda before we bring her on?
Yes, and again, you know, what's great about what we've created with the Beanstalk is a community of leaders, what we call advocates, that stand up in their knowing that they're actually making a difference, like Patrice said. Linda is a mother as well as a professional who works from home. She's a social media manager, and she understands the context of this issue, but she also had an experience with it. And so when she stood up to partner with and volunteer to do the workshops in her community, she actually was able to powerfully connect with a affiliate with PBS, as well as the Boys and the Girls Club and YMCAs. So she's really made an impact there in Kansas and took on the lead with having her own panel for our April 21st company launch. So I know Linda has her own heart and story, but also, you know, a lot to say in her state.
Okay, thank you. And let's welcome Linda to the show.
Well, hello, hello. Gosh, this was really exciting. I learned a lot. Your passion, Karen, is unbelievable. And you really, it was heartwarming there. There, I was like, oh, and I want to get out there right now. But, you know, whoa. You know, go ahead.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, Linda.
Well, I'm a mom of five kids, wife and mother, and we have five kids, and three are grown and out of the house, and two are still at home. You know, I've been around the internet field for quite some time. My husband actually even used to teach businesses how to surf on the web. So he would put on these big productions. And so I understand where it's been and where it's going and the technology is going. And, you know, the three kids that I raised, or we raised, started during the Facebook age and the social media. So I decided I better learn this. But, it, you know, it wasn't, back then, though, it still wasn't, it was still innocent. You know,
right.
But now I have two that are 13 and 11, and so, you know, they're coming of the age to get on the phone. I'm a stickler, so they just got a phone, one of them, but just to kind of keep an eye on them because, you know, the technology is changing and changing, and we have to jump on board. We just have to be an informed parent. You know, I want to be on there, and I want to be the one to teach them how to surf on the net.
Safely.
Oh, yeah, safely. Thank you. Safely. You know, I want to be the person that does that. And I want them to know, I guess, what our rules and our, you know, it's for their safety because, you know, we get our 13-year-old daughter, you know, her first phone, and within a month, you know, she was being groomed by a sexual predator.
Wow.
You know, so it didn't take long at all. But, you know, I knew that I had to do something, not even before this happened. I didn't even think about texting because that's where it went through. So I was searching for a tool, and, you know, that's where I found the Beanstalk tool. And, you know, I want my kids to know that, you know, I have their back. You know, and if they were ever went out of bounds or they were in trouble, you know, I wanted to be able to monitor that without really looking over their shoulder 24/7. So give them a little leeway, but know that if anything that goes out of bounds pops up, I'll know about it. And I can then, you know, be proactive about it and engage them before there's a problem.
So, Linda, tell us a little bit about what happened, because you say that it happened just with her cell phone. Was she on the internet on her cell phone, or was it just texting?
Well, that's what. She got on the internet, and then it went to texting.
Okay.
So she got on the internet, because now everything has the internet on it. I mean, your
right.
You know, the games iPhone. And all of that. So yeah, yeah, everything. And I wasn't thinking about that. I just was thinking that could never happen to us. That's what look what I do.
Right.
You know, I go and I talk about safety, and then that even happens because I really thought it couldn't happen to me. And without a tool like this, it wouldn't have been able to catch it. Or maybe, or it would have took longer.
Right. So you caught it using this tool?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's good. Was she open with you about what happened when you found out?
Yes. Very much so.
So, and then what happened to the predator?
Turned out good. Nothing. The phone was changed. And you give that up to, like, what is that, Karen? Cyber? Safe cyber? No. That you send in that information?
Oh, if it's the cyber tip line.
That's right. So
cyber
then they take it over and deal with it.
Okay.
That's the missing and exploited children cyber tip line, and it really is tremendous. Like Linda's saying, not only does our tool actually document it, because what a lot of parents don't understand. I had an interview with Tom Martino. He used to be on Fox Channel. He had television and radio, but his friend's daughter just didn't come home one night. And what the police couldn't do is go on the computer until 24 hours. By that time, the groomer or the child predator had already erased all of his tracks. So our tool will allow a parent to have complete tracking of that, and it gives them the ability, the police ability, to start working on that particular issue immediately. Otherwise, there's a legal component to it that they can't go online for 24 hours until, that after that incident has been, reported.
Right. No, we also know that many young kids nowadays are trying to commit suicide because of not only for just being bullied at school, but now to the extreme with the cyberbullying. And it can start with bullying and then end up in cyberbullying. But we know for sure that kids are becoming depressed and kids are committing suicide. And Linda, I know that you had a friend that her daughter tried to take her life. Are you able to share that story with us?
Yeah, she's one that has joined us in this cause, I guess this our little ministry, we call it, volunteer work, because we're really passionate about this. But her daughter, was bullied so bad that she tried to commit suicide. And so it's happening. We had another gal, 14 years old, said goodnight to her dad and then hung herself, and... had been going on, her parents were trying, but then the daughter stopped telling the parent. Okay, so it was going on, the parents were trying to deal with it, and then it was just making it worse for them, she thought. So she stopped telling. And so it was still going on. Her parents thought everything was fine. And it was bad, very, very bad. And so then,
Is that cyberbullying hotline, is that a hotline where you can call in anonymously and just leave messages or tips, or how does that work?
Now, that one I think is just for, like, missing or abuse or something like that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's missing and exploited children. What they do is they have a wide range of services, but it allows you, if you do suspect someone, that you can report that individual. So for Linda's situation, if she has this gentleman's information that was grooming her daughter, she can put it into a cyber tip line, and what they do is they have this huge database and all this very high technology and tools
to actually go in and trace that individual and start getting some history and tracking of what they're doing, so they have an opportunity to help the police, because that's the challenge. Is a lot of times the police cannot help the parents in these situations because there's nothing really done if their child's just gone, or now they're starting to use this documentation to define cyberbullying, but still it's such a gray area. You know, if by the time anybody takes is proactive, it might be too late. And that's why, again, we call Beanstalk, Be Engaged, Act Now. It's that important. Be engaged and act now, because you need to know what's happening to your digital children.
Definitely.
That's right.
Wow. That's really scary. But, I mean, we know that just normal bullies in school has been around forever, and that has caused the same problem, depression, low self-esteem, suicidal, you know, thoughts, and maybe leading to suicide. I think cyberbullying has just brought it to the top and forefront, and the icing on the cake, I guess. Let us bring on our next guest. I believe she has some experience herself in being bullied when she was small. But we're going to bring on a good friend of mine and one of my partners in business, and also a senior advocate with the Beanstalk. Please welcome Sherry to the show.
Well, hello there. Can you hear me?
Welcome to the show, Sherry.
Yeah, and you can hear me okay?
I can hear you great.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I got to tell you, what a lovely group of ladies to be on the phone with and to be on your radio show. I'm just absolutely honored. And I really appreciate you having me here. You know, I'm listening to these stories, and by the way, Karen, you just knocked it out of the ballpark there with everything that's available with this. And Patrice, it's so wonderful to hear your voice again. We've actually met, and I was very, very fortunate to go with Patrice to meet with the Douglas County Sheriff's Department, Detective Christine Bright. And I got to tell you, when I kept looking at Patrice going, I can't believe this. I can't believe this. And I was one of those parents that my mouth was dropped to the floor. Some of the things I heard that you think might be going on, but the police departments see it every day. This wasn't just a once in a while. This is happening all the time. And, you know, I'm right here in the Denver, Colorado area. And actually, it's a very fortunate place to be, no matter where you are, because it just makes me want to get out there and team up with all of the schools that I can, all the PTOs, all the police departments, all the sheriff's department. Anywhere there's kids is a place for us to go to talk to those parents to help them protect their children. And me, being a mother of four, now granted, my kids are from 25 to 36 years old now, but I have four grandkids, too, from the ages of two of them are 3 years old, and a six-year-old. And this is serious stuff when my two-year-old grandkids can come up to me, ask Nana for their cell phone, and they figure they've shown me how to do stuff on here. I was blown away, and I asked my daughter-in-law, I go, Lindsay, do you let them have your phone? Oh, yeah, they just play with it as a toy. Hello?
It's my toy.
I'm just shocked, but I'm very fortunate. I love the computer. I like to work from home. I have found my niche. I actually train people how to use internet tools on branding, educating, and helping others. And Karen comes to me my second day landing in the Colorado area about 2 months ago and tells me about this. And I said, stop right now. You just need to come over and show me what you got, because this hits home with me big time. And I told Karen some things that I haven't told anybody, because I was so pushed down when I was a kid. And I'm 56 years old now, and this is the way that this has released a lot of that anxiety, all of those feelings that I was holding inside, even though, yes, I've gone through a lot of things. A lot of people have. A lot of people go to therapy. You know what? This is the best therapy I have ever found doing anything, is turning it around and helping other people. So I want to thank you for that, Karen. Yeah, it's just been it's been great. And I can't wait till school starts, really, because everybody's out doing their own thing right now. And I want to get to the schools and go, hey, guess what we got here for you? Free communication. So thank you so much.
You'll have to get to the YMCAs and everywhere the kids are during the summer.
At churches. Yes, they're everywhere. So this has just been very exciting.
Well, I'm so happy to have all of you on the show tonight. And you know, this Beanstalk, you know, like we've said over and over tonight, you know, it's an awesome tool for parents out here to be able to get a free app, and you can always upgrade to more tools if you want to. But definitely a free app for you to get started to protect your children from cyberbullies and from sexual predators, from, you know, anything that can harm them out there on the phone and on the Internet.
Another thing that I noticed, I was looking at your website earlier, and you have been putting a lot of things on there about a Beanstalk, and it, you know, I'm just really happy to see that. I saw that you have a link on there, so if anybody that's listening wants to learn more about this, that link is right there on your website, so go for it, guys. Anybody that's listening in tonight.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right, and that's on our website at thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com, and under one of the headings, it's called Keep Your Kids Safe. And if you click on that page, and there's several things on there, but the top picture that says a Beanstalk, click here for more information. We'll take you to my Beanstalk page, and you can get all the information there. We're also, Karen also has every Wednesday night a workshop online. Karen, can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, and I really appreciate it because, like I said, Lucinda, with your background and your husband and your cause, my gosh, you totally have set the pace for all of us on the line tonight, and you're more than welcome to have some fun with that on your radio show. But our Internet and Mobile Child Safety Workshop is always free. It is a copywritten workshop. It's only 23 minutes every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Mountain, so that would be 9 p.m. Eastern, or 6 p.m. Pacific, of course, and Linda, we won't exclude Central, that would be 8 Central. We actually do this half an hour, 30 minutes, where we show the workshop, and then we also provide opportunity for questions, talk a little bit if they would like about our free app, and so we can really take those conversations of cyberbullying, sexting, and online predators to something that a parent can really engage and understand and digest, so they start to become more involved with their digital children. And we're very proud of that. With our parent pack, which includes a parent pledge and a text lingo chart, which helps the parents really understand how much they don't know. But that parent pledge is worth gold. It is a copywritten outline for the parents, as Patrice had mentioned, when you start walking your children into 7th and 8th grade now, if you're not getting them on social media by themselves, they are going down the street and signing up for social media on their own. So you might as well do it with them, and you might as well give that mobile phone to them and share that, instead of the concept of throwing the keys of the car at them when they're 16, saying, good luck, you can drive now. Oh, by the way, don't drink and don't drive and don't do drugs, and don't let your friends do that either. This parent pledge is so valuable for the parents that come to our 23-minute workshop, 30 in total when we finish, so that they can literally walk through and understand the real responsibility that kids have as well as the parents have to be engaged together. Every Wednesday, workshop Wednesdays. online.
Right.
Thanks.
And we'll be working with Karen also and following up on this here in the near future. We'll have some radio shows, workshops. So that's another thing that you can look forward to. I also wanted to mention, too, in addition to all the cyberbullying and sexting and different things like that, with what we do, educating kids about the dangers of gangs, drugs, violence, and abuse, comes along also into this. People and parents need to be aware that kids 5, 6, and 7 are involved in gangs, drugs, and violence. A lot of times kids that age are the ones that carry the drugs for the drug dealers or the older people because they don't get in as much trouble if they get caught. They hold the guns for the other people out on the street. And then the gangs and drug dealers use online sites to recruit people. So that's just another thing that parents need to protect their children from. You know, gangs, drugs, violence, cyber abusing, sexting, all of it, you know, comes under one umbrella. And the bottom line is to keep our children safe, to educate them, to teach them the right things, and, you know, and educate the parents as well, because a lot of parents don't realize a lot of these things out here, as simple as they are. They just don't. And then the other thing that we tell parents, be a parent, not a friend to your child. You're here to be a parent. Be that. And with that, I'm going to hand the mic over to Rob. Let him talk a little bit about that.
I just want to thank all the ladies for coming on the show tonight and expressing the message on how very important it is to get educated, be safe online and offline. And I just want to thank you all for that right there and making parents aware that you can never say what little Johnny or little Susie ain't doing. You have to be educated to be on top of your children at all times to know what they're doing, especially if they're underage and they're living in your home. So you have to understand it's your responsibility to check up on that child. Yes, everybody there?
Yes, that was wonderful. Thank you.
We're here.
Oh, okay. Just making sure everybody was there. Well, I just want to.
Everybody's in deep thought.
Yeah, I just want to take a few minutes to give a public announcement of people who write to me and my wife from prison. And our newsletter, for all who don't know, we have a newsletter that goes out to 50 different prisons, federal and state, across the country every month. And we received two letters, one from a young lady in Portland, Maine, Miss Linda Dahlhoff, and she was convicted, quote-unquote, of an unjust crime back in 2009. The prosecutor, I read and did some research on the case even before I decided to speak on it. But she was convicted of a so-called beating her husband with a bat in 2009. And he's 6'2". She's 120 pounds and 5'6". And she also got shot in the stomach in the process of the home invasion. But the prosecutor in Maine just want to put somebody in jail like they always do. They just want to make their case and lock people up. But we have to start being a loud voice also for a lot of this injustice that's going on across America, because when people don't have a voice behind them, you sit in prison and rotten, especially the ones that's innocent. You have a lot that's deserve to be where they at, but the ones who don't deserve to be where they at, I think we should have a loud voice for them individuals. So, man, my wife's going to be giving a show soon about injustice in the criminal system. So we just want people to be aware of our inmates, of the streets on your back, do writers, and keep us informed on what's going on. So we will have a show on that soon about Miss Linda Dahlhoff out of Maine. And also we have a young man named Lonzie Lonzie McCorder. His case stems back to December the 24th, 1984. And his case has something to do with the armed robbery in the state of Michigan, which they had no forensics, nothing. They had no fingerprints. They had nothing on this young man, no eyewitness, no nothing. And this young man has been sitting in prison for 28 years. And now we did research on his case also. And now the state troopers is retired, a couple of them. And one wrote a letter to him that he sent us stating that he don't want to get involved because the two state troopers was his colleagues. So this is so much injustice going around and people sitting in prison all these years. Once again, like I said, we have to stand up for this injustice well, along with educating our kids, you know. Then we have to look at who are we if we're just letting people sit in prison that shouldn't be there. And the ones that need to be there, we need to be getting them in there.
Okay. Wow. That's powerful stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. And like I say, we just do a lot since we started the movement 3 years ago, and we built it brick by brick and piece by piece. And I just thank God that we have a platform for not only people in prison, but people from all walks of life, whether you're in prison or out of prison. You know, it's injustice goes on everywhere. So we must keep an open mind of what's really happening out here. And it don't happen just in the ghetto. It happens all across America, in the suburbs and everywhere else. So we got to get off that kick, too. Like, it only happens there. But if you look at your statistics, it happens everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep, that's right.
That's for sure. And next Wednesday night, we're going to have a show with a couple of special guests, and we're going to be talking about children disrespecting their parents. So that'll be a great topic. And we have a few personal stories that will be shared as well. We want to go back to Karen. And Karen, tell us a little bit about how you work with nonprofit groups or how ABN Thought works with nonprofit groups.
Yeah, we're very proud of this component of our business. You've just interviewed three senior advocates in our organization, specifically you. You, Lucinda, and your husband are senior advocates, and you're a non-for-profit. What we do is we align our advocates to be able to support the community of non-for-profits by doing the workshop for the non-for-profits, providing the opportunity for the community to learn more and get the free application. But if someone did want to go to our premium account, and you know, I'll have to warn everybody now, it's going to be really expensive in their minds to help their kids be safe. I'm talking about $11.95 for our premium account where you can actually have pictures tracked, whether they're posted by your child or posted by someone else, you know, GPS, you know, nonstop, where you can actually know where your child is at any moment. Other extremely powerful features, like someone over 18 speaking to your child, being able to actually filter individuals and start to really look at those conversations because you're concerned for your child. Something like that, such a great investment for the parent, for their children at a very affordable rate. But more importantly, what it does is it contributes money back to the non-for-profit like you've created with Michael, Lucinda. So literally, if someone were to upgrade to the premium account, if they chose to, they can stay on the free account for life, but if they chose to upgrade, they get all these additional features, get more warmth and security of knowing that their kids are going to be safe because you'll know it or know and help them protect their reputation, but they're also supporting your organization. There will be monthly contributions to the non-for-profit based on the service being purchased by a parent. It's a wonderful program.
And this monitors all of their social networks or can monitor all of their social networks as well as their text messaging and anything else?
it basically covers Facebook seems to be the real core. So Facebook is what it really, and it does do the MySpace, it does do Twitter, but it really covers the core on most children are tapped into Facebook at one point or in some aspect of their social life. I know it's expanding into like Tumblr and a couple other social media platforms, but Facebook is the standard, and like we all know, with the stock of Facebook going down, they're trying to open their market capability. They're opening up to 13-year-olds and under now, so parents have to be even more aware, and that's the core of what our product actually will give a parent awareness of. Anything coming through Facebook, the MySpace, the Twitter, and or the GPS, Android and mobile phones, smartphones, as well as the BlackBerry phones, and they have special components that work with the iPhones.
Right, and just the GPS alone, to know where your child is, or even if they're abducted and they have their phone with them, I mean, it's just another way to find them.
I'll tell you a great story on our tool with that. There was a woman that literally called her friend and knew she had our tool. And she was really frustrated because her son wasn't getting back to her. She was calling him. She was texting him. He was late. He was supposed to be home for dinner. Well, she called her friend and said, hey, you know that system you have. Can you see if Johnny's over at Billy's? Because her friend's son was over at Billy's too. So she texted her son and said, are you still over at Billy's? And her son texted her back and said, yeah, we are. Literally, she got the GPS map, had a 360-degree view of that street, knew exactly that that was Billy's house, and she was able to call her friend immediately and say, yes, they're there. And they said they're still playing a game and that your son just didn't get back to you because he was winning. That's how simple peace of mind can be with a tool like this.
Well, I think that's cool, though, because it actually takes you right into a map where you can see the house that they are at.
That's awesome.
That's amazing. You can see the street they're on, the house they're at.
Wow.
That's unbelievable.
Thanks to Google.
And you know what's interesting about that? This is Sherry again. We were at, Patrice and I were at that the conference there, the workshop with the Douglas County Sheriff's Department, and one of the parents there said, but my, I can't remember if it's son or daughter, but my kid would just be really upset if they knew that I was doing that. And the response from the detective was, you've got to be kidding me. Who's paying for that phone?
Right.
And she turned that whole thing around because kids do get that way. They have a phone. They feel it's their property. They feel that they can do anything they want with it because possibly they haven't had the education from the adult that's supposed to be the parent. Who knows why they don't have that connection there? But at that moment, that in time, right then and there, that detective almost, it was like she allowed that parent to go ahead and say this to their kid. Well, it was amazing because both her kids were sitting right there. They didn't hear it from the mother. They heard it from the detective, and it was awesome. So,
right. And that, Sherry, that goes back to the kids, I think, being a little disrespectful to their parents and parents being afraid to be parents. Because I'm afraid that my child's going to get mad at me. No, you know what? I'm going to be your parent, and I'm going to do my job, and my job is to protect you and to raise you to an educated adult, a safe, educated adult. You know, but parents need to take their role serious as a parent. You're not here to be your child's friend. You're here to be
right.
the parent.
Right.
And that's where a lot of young adults and young parents, that's why we don't have a lot of respect with a lot of the kids, because parents are afraid to be parents. So what
Amen
if your kid gets mad at you? Your kid's going to get mad at you, but you got to do your job.
You're absolutely right, Lucinda. And you know what? The kids are craving for real parents. They're craving to respect their parents. They want a mother and they want a father. But the parents don't understand. If you're an immigrant
with technology, you're not going to gain the respect. You need to be in alignment with the digital native for them to know and have respect for the parent.
Right. That's right. Linda, are you still with us? Linda, are you there?
I am.
Okay.
I am. I just had myself on mute.
Okay. Patrice, either we dropped the call again or else I know she had to get off. She's East Coast time, and I knew wasn't going to be able to stay for the whole show. So we just want to thank Patrice for coming on and for the time that she did give us and for her information. We really appreciate that. Linda, do you have any last words or shout-outs or anything you want to say before we end the show tonight?
No, well, just that I was honored to be on the show and to tell my story, and I just really enjoyed everybody's input and Sherry's and Patricia's, and, you know, just to work with a great group of people. You know, this is kind of like our mission. Our moms on a mission.
That's right.
But we need dads, too.
Moms on a mission.
Moms on a mission, that's right. Can't stop a mom on a mission.
That's
a hard thing to stop. you can grab this link too off of my Facebook or website or anywhere, and you can archive it, listen to it 24/7, pass it on, have other people listen to it for information, you know, if you like, and. Just, you know, help spread the message using the radio show. And like I said, we're going to get some more radio shows going. I might get some regularly scheduled ones where we can have a workshop going. So we look forward to helping spread this message and help, you know, in our own community to be able to help the kids out here become safer. Sherry, do you have any last words or shout-outs?
Well, I wanted to give a shout-out to Linda there. Linda, it was nice to hear you on here tonight. And, you know, I don't think I've met you in person. I've heard you on the phone a few times, though. But it was just really a pleasure to be on here tonight and have another media platform to get this Moms on a Mission out there. Believe me, there's a lot of dads doing this too. So this is just
We still need those.
Yeah, very fascinating. Sure. And you know, if we all just group together and be able to use media like this to get the word out, it's just the better. And Karen, thank you so much for coming in here. And I mean, as the co-founder of this and putting all this together. You are greatly appreciated, greatly loved, all of you guys, all of you ladies, even you too, Rob.
Appreciate that.
Well, it does take teamwork to make things happen, and it takes teamwork to get the message out, and we're definitely, you know, grateful that we have this platform to be able to do what we want and to share what we want and to be able to pick and choose the things that we want to work with, and our goal is to help educate the youth, you know, no matter what it is, and keep them safe. So it definitely fell right into our lap, into exactly what we are doing and trying to educate and keep the kids safe from gangs, drugs, violence, and abuse. And this definitely, you know, is a big part of that in our digital world today. So I'd like to thank Linda for coming on and Sherry for coming on. We appreciate you very much and your words of wisdom. And Karen, can you kind of wrap it up for us and give us your last remarks on a Beanstalk and any shout-outs that you may have?
Well, I want to just say, you know, my hat is off to everyone, the leadership that's on this call, and just quote Margaret Mead, "Never doubt a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it is the only thing that ever has." Thank you.
That's right. That is well said. And we appreciate you for coming on, taking the time to come on and share with us tonight your mission and your goals and part of your team with us. And we're happy to work with you. We're looking forward to networking, and I mean, it's just the beginning for all of us, and this is so new. We're just really excited to be able to be a part of it and to share it with the world.
Thank you.
Any last shout-outs, Karen?
And the shout-out is really to you. I mean, you make the difference, and we are the change. So we would like to share to everyone, be the change.
Yeah, be the change that you want to see.
That's
the bottom line. Okay, and one more time, let me, on the radio show page for tonight's show, on the comment, I did put the website information that you can log on to my Beanstalk website, and you can get your free app there. You can find out more information, sign up for a free newsletter, you can contact me anytime, email, and then also on our website at www.thestreetsdontloveyoubackname.com. Click on the tab, keep your child safe, and you can also get to the website there as well, as well as finding a little more information and watching a couple of videos on that page. So we just thank everyone for listening tonight. Be aware of what your kids are doing. Keep them safe online and on their phone. And please join us every Wednesday night. We're live every Wednesday night, 8:30 Pacific time, 11:30 Eastern time. And then all of our shows can be archived 24/7 after that. So we just want to thank all of our listeners, everyone in the chat room, everyone online. We thank you for tuning in with us every Wednesday night. And we can, thank you for your continued support. And we're going to go out tonight. Let me see. What do I want to go out with? I'm going to go out with another commercial tonight for my video talk. And we'd like to just let everybody know to remember the streets don't love you back. Have a great week. And get in touch with us at the streets don't love you back. Good night.
An awesome product with an untapped market. A debt-free global company with operations all over the world. A compensation plan that is unmatched in the industry. Add it all up and you have the hottest opportunity on the planet today. An opportunity that is about to launch into massive global momentum. Never before has such market timing happened in this industry. Look, the internet is here. Billionaires have already been created. But it's not too late. Why? Because the future is not email and texting. It's about video. And My Video Talk is the company that is going to bring video to the masses. And you can be part of it. Our product is state-of-the-art, easy to use, and priced to sell. Instead of spending millions on TV and advertising, we decided to pay people like you. The product is awesome. The market is huge. The timing is now. Look, this is a global business. It is already proven. People around the globe are making millions. But the company just launched in the U.S. And the U.S. is the biggest market for these products. Are you kidding me? I mean, if you went to a street corner and asked 1,000 people if they know about My Video Talk, chances are maybe only one person would have even heard about it. That means you are in the perfect place right now to capitalize, to be first to market and first to profit. A business that you own with no employees, no inventory, and no headaches. Look, the demand is huge, the company is solid, and the money is absolutely awesome. Don't wait. Get started today.